Bipartisan push for immigration reform gains momentum. Texas border business. Texas border business. Washington, D.C. Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar, R. Florida, and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, DTX, have introduced the Dignity Act of 2025, a bipartisan immigration reform bill designed to address what both lawmakers describe as a long broken system. The legislation, unveiled at a press conference at the U.S. Capitol, is co-sponsored by 20 members from both sides of the aisle. The Dignity Act of 2025 is a revolutionary bill that offers the solution to our immigration crisis: secure the border, stop illegal immigration, and provide an earned opportunity for long-term immigrants to stay here and work, said Representative Salazar. No amnesty, no handouts, no citizenship, just accountability and a path to stability for our economy and our future. Representative Escobar highlighted the urgent need for a comprehensive approach. Realistic, common-sense compromise is achievable and is especially important given the urgency of this moment. I consider the Dignity Act of 2025 a critical first step to overhauling this broken system. The bill proposes a wide range of reforms, including modernizing border infrastructure, instituting mandatory E-Verify to prevent illegal employment, and creating a structured path to legal status for certain undocumented immigrants through a 7-year dignity program. This program would offer renewable status based on good conduct and restitution payments, with no pathway to citizenship. Notably, the legislation is structured to be self-funded. All program costs would be covered by fees and restitution payments, ensuring no reliance on taxpayer dollars. Congressman Mike Lawler, RNY, expressed support based on constituent concerns. In conversations across NY17, I've heard a lot of frustration, both from employers struggling to fill jobs and families looking to reunite with their loved ones. The Dignity Act honors America's legacy of being a nation of immigrants, and that's why I'm proud to support it. The bill also incorporates updates to legal immigration, new investments in workforce development, asylum system reforms, and permanent protections for Dreamers. Proponents argue the bill combines enforcement and compassion to deliver a practical solution. It's past time for Congress to move reasonable immigration reform that restores law and order, ends illegal immigration, and provides a solution to undocumented immigrants, who meet certain requirements, the chance to live and work here legally, said Representative David Valadeo, RCA. Representative Gabe Evans, RCO, a former law enforcement officer and the grandson of Mexican immigrants, said the bill reflects what communities are asking for. Our legislation accomplishes what Latino business owners and community members have been asking for: give immigrants positively contributing to our community an opportunity to pursue the American dream. This bill includes changes that reflect the challenges in today's political environment, Escobar added. We can enact legislation that incorporates both humanity and security. Among its core provisions are full funding for modern border infrastructure and enforcement, mandatory E-Verify system to ensure legal hiring, reforms to the asylum process for timely and credible decisions, legal status and permanent residency path for Dreamers, expanded education, training, and apprenticeship programs, adjustments to visa categories to meet current labor needs. The Dignity Act has drawn endorsements from sectors including agriculture, education, business, and faith groups. Its backers say it represents the strongest bipartisan attempt in years to resolve a national issue that has remained gridlocked. This will be the final fix, Salazar said. Real border security and enforcement must be in place to prevent future crises.